Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and I am really excited to talk about today's subject for many reasons. But the subject I want to talk about is how to go through life as an empath. Now, a lot of people may immediately be turned off and say, oh my gosh, I don't believe in that. People can't predict other people's emotions or feelings or whatever. But at the end of the day, we are all energetic spirits, energetic humans. The test is this. If you walk into a room, everyone has the ability to tell if someone's giving them that off energy or if someone's acting a little bit different than they acted towards you maybe yesterday or the last time you've seen them. Now, I'm not saying that everyone's an empath, but everyone, if you pay attention to your surroundings and your emotions and pay attention to the people that you interact with, can most of the time tell if something's wrong, even if it's just a little bit off. As someone who's a self-proclaimed empath, I'm going to tell you how I deal with life when it gets tough, especially when other people are affecting my emotional state. Get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, hell yeah!
What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, everyone. Each and every one of us has been in a place in our lives where we just feel completely overwhelmed. A lot of times when we feel overwhelmed, it's because of work, maybe family, kids, bills, maybe not being able to commit to your workout, or just maybe body image issues, you know, just kind of run-of-the-mill life things that just kind of get you down. And sometimes the fix is pretty easy. You have to commit to your workout, or even though getting a different job isn't easy, maybe it's saving a little bit more money so you can pay your bills on time. Or, you know, sometimes the process of getting from point A to point B, while it may be tough, it's easy to follow. So you just kind of set yourself up and set your life up in a direction to where you know that there's going to be some sort of tangible result that you can see or feel. But what happens when life gets overwhelming because of your feelings? What happens when life gets overwhelming because of the people you live with, or the people you work with, or maybe, if you want to just take it a little bit deeper, your spouse or your relationship with your children, right? More than maybe if you lived with a roommate. That's when things get really tough. But why are those things tough? Let's first talk about why those things are, in a way, tougher than, you know, getting a new job or committing to a fitness journey. Well, getting a new job and committing to a fitness journey, a lot of times is in your control. Not all the time, but a lot of the times it's in your control. You can actually do something about it. But when you're an empath, like me, or if you don't believe in empaths, when you struggle with other people, like I do a lot, the problem becomes a little bit deeper because it has less to do with a strategy that you can control and much more to do with the other person and maybe how they're acting or how they're treating with you or maybe just what it is that they're going through in their life. Maybe it's not even anything negative toward you. And so we go to this place where we get stuck. It's kind of like you're running, you're like, I'm free, and you come not even to a fork in a road, you come to a wall. And the reason why you come to that wall is because you literally cannot control other people's emotions. Just like if I see someone that I know can be successful in their fitness journey, and I can do everything I can. I mean, I can drop their food off at their house. I can give them the workout. I can FaceTime them in the morning and say, hey, it's time to work. I can literally be the human alarm. The one thing I can't do is provide the energy that it takes for them to do a squat. And if I'm unable to provide the energy that it takes for them to do a squat, then guess what? They're not going to get the result. Their body is not going to fire up. The calories are not going to be lost. So by me giving all of that energy and doing everything I can only do so much when it comes to helping other people out. Now, if you're feeling extremely overwhelmed in life by other people's emotions, you have to first be able to set an emotional boundary. And this is where it gets really tough. Setting an emotional boundary is knowing what you're in control of. Let me give you some examples. If someone's just simply having a bad day, a spouse, emotional boundaries are set like this. First, you ask a question, how can I help you? If they're, you know, grumpy or in a mood and they're like, you can't, you say, okay, well, I just want to let you know that I'm here for you if you need me. You can call me today, text me today. I'll literally be your right-hand gal, your right-hand guy for the day, just to do whatever it is that you need help with if you're overwhelmed. If they continue to complain and continue to sulk around the house, the next thing you can do is say, hey, do you want to get out? Do you want to change your environment, right? You can actually continue to do things that aids in their ability, which this part is very important, for them to actually attach to the emotion that they're having. Because one of the things that we do as empaths, or one of the things that we do as people when other people are going through things, is we try to immediately change their mental state. And instead of helping with their mental state, instead of helping, giving a helping hand and saying, I can be here if you need me, here are some options that may have helped me in the past. But when things start to become really overwhelming for you is when you take on their emotional state, right? So when you take on someone's emotional state, then two things happen. One, you get extremely overwhelmed because you've taken it on. It has nothing to do with you. It literally, their issue has absolutely nothing to do with you. Now, if it does, and they're being passive aggressive, then that takes us into a different arena. But if it has nothing to do with you and you take on their emotions, then it immediately becomes your fault for taking on that emotion. Now, there are a bunch of people out there who are empaths who say, oh my goodness, but Sean, I feel it in my soul. And let me just tell you right now, I know exactly how you feel. Jesus, take the wheel. Because some people as empaths, if you're not, then maybe you could just sit and listen and understand somebody in your life who may be like that. A lot of times we get unwanted energy, meaning Scott is one of those people who will know that somebody's going through something, but he's like, child, I got things to do and I can keep it moving. where I'm someone who I can tell somebody's going through something and it literally is in my blood. Like their energy is in my blood. If I walk into a room, I'm just like, this is just too much. I get extremely overwhelmed. My emotional state starts churning and burning. And so if you're one of those people, I know exactly how you feel. You start to really take it on. Now, one of the things that I do when I'm overwhelmed emotionally is, well, here's a funny thing. At 43, I think I'm much more capable of asking myself, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Is it my problem? Did I do everything I can do to help? And if I answer those questions correctly to a point where I can filter that energy into another space, then that's what I do. So for my empaths out there, it's all about accepting that the energy is there, the same as the person out there who has to accept that the emotion that they're going through is there, and they have to understand what it is that they're going through. You as a person who is an empath or a feeler, you have to accept that emotion. I'm feeling this. This is very overwhelming. I've done what I could do to help. And if it does not suit them, then I can't let it suit me. And then, so what I do is I just place that energy somewhere else. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to take this energy outside and I'm going to push it away. Now, being a little bit older, I think that I've had enough experience, just like anything else. When you have a lot of experience doing something, you are way more capable of dealing with it later, right? Like that's, we learn to crawl, walk, run, jump. You know, there's an evolution to everything and it doesn't stop when you get older. So if you're a person who feels energy and you've been feeling it for a really long time, if you connect to it and you stay present with it, you're able to take that energy and place it somewhere else. For me, I take it outside, or I'll just place it in a compartment over there in the corner and be like, okay, I know you're there. I can deal with you later if I want to. And it's almost like redirecting that overwhelming feeling that you get that has absolutely nothing to do with you. One of the other things that happens when you're in a situation where you're either a feeler or you're just around people with not so great energy who are going through something is we start to, or you start to, take on their, I guess the best way I can say, their grieving process or their process of dealing with it, right? You feel like, oh, well, I need a vacation, or, you know, I need to go outside and breathe, or I need to go work out again because of the way someone else is feeling, right? Have you ever felt like that? You're just like, I need to get out of here. I need to go to dinner. I need to go to the coffee shop. And what we're doing is unknowingly taking on that person's energy. And we are now going through the process of either grieving through that, or we're going through the process of dealing with energy that we didn't even create. It's energy that we just feel. And we don't, again, going back to what I said before, we don't know how to redirect that energy so that we can continue to move on. And that's when it gets really, really tough. Because once you start doing that, once you become the person, if you will, when you start to take on that energy and you start to take on their issue that has nothing to do with you, that's when being really overwhelmed starts to come into play.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Now, you're probably asking me, Sean, what in the world do I do if I start actually going through the emotions of dealing with someone else's issues, and now that I'm overwhelmed, I feel like I'm going through the same thing that they're going through? Well, I'll tell you a quick little story. Every single time I walk out on stage, whether it's 5 people or 5,000 people or 20,000, I actually accept that energy. Now, I'm talking to you as an empath at this very moment. Again, if you're a person who don't believe in empaths, I want you to go on this journey with me. So I do want you to try to look through my lens, meaning look through my eyes for the next couple minutes as I explain this to you. Before I got on stage, if I have a cast with me, you know, we do a little, not a prayer, but just a little, you know, energy moment. And the first thing that I say to the cast, even when I'm shooting my workouts, I say, this is not about you. This is not about us. This is all about us giving the energy to the people so that they can succeed. Right? So before I even go out on stage, before I even enter the room that I know is going to be extremely overwhelming for me. And let me tell you why it's going to be overwhelming for me. It's going to be overwhelming for me because let's just say there's 5,000 people in a room. Each one of them are from a different place. They're going through different issues because we all have them. They woke up on a different side of the bed. Maybe they need to be motivated. Maybe they are super duper excited. Maybe they're on cloud 35, where if you were one-on-one with them, you'd be like, child, you need to calm down a little bit, right? So you have all of these energies that are waiting for you on the other side of the curtain, right? Off the stage. But the first thing I say to my cast and to myself, before I even leave my room, to be quite honest, or before I even enter the arena that I'm going to teach at that day, is I say, this day is all about giving. Like, I'm literally here to give the energy. So then when I go on stage, I do one thing that no one ever really sees me do, but I do it and I deal with it up there. And this is what I do. I go on stage, I literally open my entire soul to feel what is needed in a room. This may sound really weird to a lot of people, and it's totally fine, but I can feel the common denominator of energy that's in the room. I know what's needed. And then what I do is I place it into a compartment. Do people need intense inspiration? Do they need to go to church? Maybe they just need a really, really tough workout. Maybe they need to laugh. You know, I'm able to literally read the room to see, okay, this is the common denominator. And I'm able to kind of go and take people on a journey so that each person in the room, as much as I can, because I'm not God, is touched. Now, but let me tell you what happens. As I go out there and I'm looking on the stage and I'm feeling this energy, most of the time, if you've ever been to my live events, very early on in the workout, I bend down. I literally bend over, not like squat from, not squat meaning bend down my knees to my butt. I mean, my knees, and so my heels come to my butt because I can't do that mold. But I bend over almost as if someone gut punched me, but not that dramatically. And when I do that, it's because that is the most overwhelming moment for many reasons. One, I finally figured out what this room needs. Number two, I'm extremely nervous, not because I'm nervous to be on stage, because I just got this energy and I'm like, oh, like right now you can't see me, but the chills going through my body right now and my tear ducts are actually filling up at this moment, because there have been so many times where I'm like, oh my God, this is just way too overwhelming. It's just too much. It's too much, right? But then in that moment in stage, I literally bend over, like I got gut punched, and I'm just like, okay, like now it's your time to give it back and give it back in a way. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, Sean, you know, how do I apply that to my life? How do I apply that to if I'm overwhelmed by people? And that is exactly what you do. Kind of like I said before, you have to understand the emotion that you're feeling, but you don't go into dealing with other people's emotions and being overwhelmed by, and this is the most important thing, by taking on that energy and not wanting to give it, right? To give it back, or to give what's needed to give. A lot of times as feelers or people, if you're overwhelmed by something that's happening in your family, a lot of times we believe that our job is to take on the pain. We believe our job is to take on something so that the other people feel good. And that's not what our job is. That's not what your job is. If you're feeling overwhelmed by people, especially if it doesn't have anything to do with you, meaning like they're mad at you, if we can eliminate that for a second, if you're feeling overwhelmed by people, you have a different job to do. Your job is to understand, to get information if information is needed, or if the person wants to give it to you, and accept that the energy has entered your soul, and find a way to put them through a workout. And I don't mean a workout like, you know, insanity or whatever. I mean, the same way I enter the stage, I feel it and I'm like, what do they need? Now, when I'm teaching, it is my duty at that moment to help them move through exercise, right? Or dance or something. So there's a way for me to do that. But in your life, in order for you to really help people move through, you have to ask yourself, what am I good at, right? What is your superpower? I talk about these in my book a lot, but sometimes you have to learn what your personal superpower is. And I can tell you that we all have two or three or four. Like my friend Jessica, her superpower is she's a really great listener. And what I find to be incredibly amazing about Jessica is that she's able to let what's happening in life percolate in her soul. It's like it goes into this computer. She's able to print out exactly what this person is going through and able to gurgitate it back to them, but in a way that's honest, but also in a way that gives them a deeper understanding of what they're going through, right? That's the superpower she has. So I ask you, what is the superpower that you have? What is that superpower that you have? For me, I kind of told you mine, but my superpower is the gift of giving energy. Oh my God, I have such a superpower, and I don't mean this in a vain way, as a gift of giving energy, but it is what I do. Like, I can give the energy that you need so that you can continue on your day, and you'll be at least on a scale of 1 to 10. If you enter that room with a 1, you will be at a 2 at least before you leave there. If I talk about my friend Mel Robbins, she just has a way of bringing you in, being deliberate and vulnerable, but also being able to say, This is, it's fine. Like, she has a great way of being like, it's fine. Like, we all been through some shit, and has a way of making you feel settled in your emotions, right? So we all, even if you feel like, well, I've never been there before, I've never experienced that, I don't have any background in helping people, you have a superpower. Maybe you're a cheerleading coach. A cheerleading coach has to get everyone to do everything at the same time. Different layers and levels when the music comes on. Some people are down, some people are up, right? There's all these things. But what a cheerleader coach is able to do is see and able to create pictures. Maybe you're out there and you're able to help people create pictures in their mind and in their life so they can see the big picture for themselves, right? People are just great at so many things. Some people are really good at not saying a word and just being a good listener. You know, that's where I'm good in my relationship. You know, Scott doesn't necessarily let things percolate to the point where, like Jessica, he prints out a sheet of paper that like reads your life and is able to like give you the tools you need in a very honest way. But Scott brings a listening wisdom that, you know, a lot of times, and it's, you know, as his husband, it can be annoying, but a lot of times, if not 98.8% of the times, he's so right before you even tell him what's wrong. Like, he's like, well, blah, 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 blah. Because Scott looks at himself as the ice princess. He's like, well, I've hid so much in my life that he's like, I can read energy because I just know what the hell you've been through, because I've been through it, or I've been through something similar. And it almost like is a, he almost tells you what your issue is in a shock value kind of way, where you actually don't have a choice but to be like, all right, bitch, well, I guess I better move on. Right. So I'm going to give you examples of people that I know, because I think it's really important for you to understand that you have a superpower. So if you're dealing with somebody out there or people in your life, and it could be more than three or four people, and you're extremely overwhelming, you have to find a way to ball up all of that energy and take this ball of what you consider to be overwhelming and throw it in the air and let it disperse that good thing that you can provide to that space. You can't take it on as if it's your fault, because a lot of times when people are going through, you know, especially if you have kids, like that's the worst, right? But a lot of times people take things on as if it's their fault. I did this. I messed up. I'm the reason why these people in my life are feeling this way. And I just want you to take that overwhelming ball, throw it up in the air, and when it disperses, it has molecules of your superpower that you'll be able to provide energy to get, let them keep moving through their life in the best way that they know how. But you don't have to go through the process of their personal issue and their grieving and how they need to deal with it. You can be a pillar of support. And that's what I want to leave you with today. A lot of times we are extremely overwhelmed and we take on other people's energy, and we really, in turn, need to be a pillar of support. Because the reason why people are feeling that way, or I feel sad sometimes, or whomever is feeling sad at that moment, is because their journey has brought them to this place. The decisions that they made has brought them to this place. Or maybe what has happened to them, even though it wasn't a decision that they made, has brought them to that place. But if everyone out there got sad when everyone got sad, then it would be a sad world. But if people around you are feeling sad and you're feeling that overwhelming feeling, then you have to take the energy that you feel from them, turn it into your superpower so that they can feel more powerful on the other side. There are a handful of people out there who may not want the help, but everybody needs help from other people. So be the help and be the pillar of support. And if you are an empath out there and you are a person that gets extremely overwhelmed, and you are a person that gets extremely overwhelmed, just ball it up into that energy. Sometimes you have to place it in a corner. Sometimes you have to take it outside. But most importantly, you and everyone else, even if you're not an empath, you just need to give back with the superpower that you possess. And always trust and believe in who you are.